Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 61, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image outside of the courthouse. I did not hear any applause in the courtroom that I now recall, except as above stated. I do not recall what occasioned any laughter, except that occasioned by the cross-examination of Jim Connolly by Mr. Dot Rosser, counsel for Frank. I laughed myself, as did the audience and all of the jury, when Connolly told Mr. Dot Rosser how he spelled certain brands of pencils in other words. I laughed, and the audience laughed, when B. Dot Dalton told Mr. Dot Rosser when and where he was born, stating that he was there but could not remember. Also in conjunction with other members of the jury and the audience when the said Dalton said that Mrs. Dot Daisy Hopkins was a peach and pretty as a pink. Also, the jury and the audience laughed when Newt Lee stated that he lit a rag instead of ran, referring to his exit from the basement where the body of little Mary Fagan was found. On no other occasion did I observe any applause, or if I did, I do not remember it now. I do not remember any occasion when there was any demonstration or applause otherwise than on the part of the audience and spectators. That I have read the affidavit of Samson K. with reference to certain alleged occurrences on Saturday evening, August 23rd, 1913, about 8 or 8:30 o'clock. I remember distinctly the walk which the jury took at that time on Pryor Street. There was a deputy sheriff in front of the jury and one in the rear. It is not true that six or seven men, or any man not connected with the Frank jury, either as a juror or a bailiff, walked along by the side of the jurors and talked to or with them, either at the time and place referred to by the said K, or at any other time and place, that I have read the affidavit of one W.P. Neal. I was not the juror referred to in said affidavit, or the affidavit does not speak the truth. No man grabbed me by the hand or arm or by the hand or arm at the place stated by Neal in his affidavit or talked to me. I did not see or hear or know anything of any such thing as detailed in the affidavit happening to any other jurors as is set out in the affidavit made by said Neal. I did not know, see, or know.